Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Give me a second here. I got some stragglers out in the parking lot. Looks like the Phoenix Police Department's taking a look at whiplash right now. And it's time. Hey, boys, there's nothing to see here. Let's keep it moving. Let's just keep it moving in the parking lot. Phoenix
Police. Is it registered?
Police, time for you to keep it moving. Let's.
I don't think you could say that to them.
Let's go. Let's keep it moving,
they
folks.
They say that to you.
It's private property.
Nothing
here,
to see here. Nobody called you. Let's go. Go about your business.
You
that's
don't know
enough.
That. Maybe either, Mo's having a problem.
Either get out of the vehicle and take the hashtag picture or keep it moving, boys. Let's go. I see you down
maybe
there.
Maybe Mo's getting deported.
Now, that would be fair. All right, get upstairs. We got some deportation. They're smiling and laughing. I see you, boys. I know what you're up to.
What if they drug trip out of here?
Up to no go. That'd be great.
I am not.
I don't know what I'm being arrested for.
Yeah, if you're going to show up, at least arrest somebody.
You're a spy.
Yeah, come on in.
They got me. I'm a spy. You see him laughing and giggling there? You cowards. You drove away from some DJ talking to you from a tower for crying out loud.
Get in.
Boys in blue driving away. Get out and actually, oh yeah, we got a couple of English people that need to get out. There they go. Now they're eyeballing everybody's car. And we got a couple of illegal cars out there as well. There's tags that need to be replaced. Stay away from the white Jeep. That thing's in pristine condition. There's no cocaine in it at all. The cocaine is in a gray Nissan Frontier. Along with the small, there's a small Mexican sewn into a Yaris, by the way.
At least hit the sirens on the way out. Anymore.
Oh, damn it, I forgot.
Hit the lights on the way out.
Brady likes sirens.
Yeah.
Brady wants the, what are you, four?
Yeah.
Yay!
They made funny, wacky, crazy
guys, hang on. I gotta go follow.
Wee, 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 wee. Wee, wee. Beeple, beeple. If he comes back in the parking lot and turns on the lights.
He turns the sirens on. You have to go downstairs.
I gotta go.
You have to go hang around. Yeah. I don't want you in the room anymore because you're going to wet yourself. Anyway, thank you, police, for protecting our parking lot. You should have gotten out and taken a picture. That would have been great. But I scared them off with my authoritarian voice. Great. It's time now for Eric to give you all the things that are being released upon you on this glorious Tuesday morning. If you want to find something new on Amazon Prime Day, I'm sure you could buy it on that. Maybe get a little discount.
I have an Amazon show that's out.
Oh, there you go. So a whole bunch of stuff on Amazon you can buy today. And maybe some of these records, tapes, movies, DVDs, all the things that you can get off of there. Will be in your possession.
Eyeballing a grill watch right now.
No, 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes, by the way. Oh, that's right. Brady found a grill watch on Amazon Prime Day that is, instead of a compass, it's a fat guy watch where you dial in the outside of the watch to tenderloin or chicken.
You
and
put
then,
it on the second hand and tell you the amount of time.
It's a grill watch because time when you're grilling is different than just any other watch you could possibly wear. You're an
idiot. Haven't grilled enough to.
No, you're a moron.
I thought you paid pretty good attention to your grill.
Grill watch works off Martian time, so it's 88 days a year.
All that thing is for people to wear it and like check out my grill.
No, oh, this is a
like
prop.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's
exactly.
For vaudevillian prop comics. That's what it's for. Bad people. It's for people who aren't as funny as Carrot Top. I got a grill watch. Oh no, you didn't buy it, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
Yet.
Don't.
So tempted.
Ronnie will get it for your birthday next year. Trust me. It's going to be in your possession. Just, you don't have to do it to yourself. Eric, please, for crying out loud, release me.
All right. Release is brought to you by ELOteam.com. Congrats to Edgar Lopez. He bought a house with us.
ELO.
He's a very happy man. He's not a KUPD listener, though, so he's probably not even listening.
ELO.
That's okay.
Go f*** yourself.
No, it's not ELO.
Yeah, it is. Edgar
E-L-O.
Lopez.
Oh, okay.
ELO. ELO bought from ELO.
Yeah, doesn't it make sense?
No.
It's all...
Where did he buy his casa?
Levine.
Ah,
very nice. Beautiful Levine.
The farmer? The farm?
No. You haven't been out there in a
witness
while.
Witness relocation?
Farms? He's a farmer. Yeah, I have not been to Levine in a while.
Up.
Do you know why?
Why?
What's there to go see? ELO?
Built up. It's getting nicer.
Yeah. More houses. That's great. I can see houses everywhere.
ELOteam.com if you're looking to buy or sell a home.
What's the draw to
put you in a new crib?
Come to Levine and see more houses. Oh, right. I like Levine. It's nice. For other people.
It's nice to talk about.
Yeah, it's nice for people like ELO. He's in good shape.
Video games out today. We got Final Fantasy 12, The Zodiac Age for the PS4.
It feels like you've had a lot of Final Fantasy.
No, they got a lot of downloadable content.
Oh, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. How it's just, there's so many. How can you still call it Final?
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee you there'll be another Fantasy, which means this is second to last Fantasy.
Here's something for you. Hunting Simulator. Maybe your dad will buy this, John.
He doesn't need it.
PS4, Xbox One. Live the adventure of the hunt from Alberta to Texas.
Got a picture.
France, Colorado, or Scotland.
He was in Alberta, wasn't he?
Oh, he goes to Alberta.
Play single or multiple player. Choose your hunting gear, firearms of choice, including Winchester, Browning, and a whole lot more.
Pretty sure my dad should have been at work the other day as well. And I got a, text from.
Thought from, maybe he sent another picture.
Look at, he always saw a picture. He caught like a 70-pound salmon somewhere. Look at this. This is the old man up there on the 4th of July.
Yeah, just, Tempe Town Lake.
Hauling some massive salmon around. I'm like, don't you work. Get a job. Every time I see you, you're holding a dead thing. You're like Dexter.
He's retired, but he's not retired.
He's not retired at all. He's just got some sort of promotion, too. Like the, I don't know what he's doing. He's Peter from Office Space. Things are getting better. And he never shows up to work.
When you're the boss, you can do that stuff.
He's not the boss. There's people above him.
Vacation carried over. Didn't take it for
no
years.
No clue. But whatever he's done, I need to figure this out. He's Peter from Office Space. The less he shows up for work, the more good things happen and the more fun he's having. He's fishing. He's hunting. He's never at work. It's incredible.
Well, see, he could go to work, play the simulator at his,
there you go.
His office, and then at least he's there.
But at least he's showing up to work. He's still hunting, but that's what he'd be doing normally if he wasn't there. So that's a good idea. At least make an appearance.
Minecraft story mode, Brady. Before I tell you about this.
Great.
So I can spend some more money.
Oh, good
it's
for you.
It's been out for a while. Yeah. Is it new content?
Well, season two, the Telltale series, and then season two, episode one, Hero and Resident. So it's that Telltale series
great.
Stuff.
And Dan ATM will be playing this great. For your daughters.
La, 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 la.
Is that happening?
Yeah,
does she watch every day?
Pretty much.
No kidding.
Yeah, because the dude posts prolifically. He, like,
she's
every
constantly.
Day he posts
you know, and
else.
He posts, he was in Phoenix. Look, he's here. She's showing me. Yeah.
So she's kind of got an addiction to this ATM.
It
thing.
Is. We got to. There's a fine line.
Your Kirby daughter is addicted ATM. To ATM.
Man.
I figure you know.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Mr. Shifty for the
gotta
PS4.
Stop looking up ATM on our computer, Kirby. Mommy thinks I'm doing it.
It's kind of. You play like a Nightcrawler type character popping around and. Gets 8 out of 10.
Not good enough.
Not good enough, right?
He's a thief with the ability to
must
shift.
Be a 9.
Like Nightcrawler.
Shifty.
Mr. Shifty. Other than that...
Surprisingly.
Cars 3 game that's, you know, from the movie.
Right.
So those usually suck.
Those are usually not good.
PS4, Xbox One. I don't know, it gets 9.5 from the users, so...
Surprisingly, Dan ATM Google search is just a bunch of teller machines.
Huh.
I would have expected different.
Is it a particular model?
So if I could just go to ATM and
did
see what
do that all does. One word?
Dan, new word ATM. Nope, even ATM itself is just
ATM. I had a friend in the
ATMs.
ATM business.
Did you? Go on.
He would sell old ATMs to banks.
Oh, what's an old ass to mouth?
60 years plus.
Oh, okay, I see. Elderly ATMs. That's how we describe those. I'm going to throw up on you.
Streaming on Netflix, we got Rake Season 4, West Coast Customs Season 4 as well. And on Amazon, since it's Amazon Prime Day, Mr. Robot Season 2. I guess it's not really an Amazon series. But.
No. I lost interest in Mr. Robot because it got too hard to follow. It was the second season, I became completely enamored with the idea that I was going to follow this thing, and I couldn't do it. I wasn't smart enough. ATM con man Dan Sanders arrested.
What's that?
Well, you tell people you're going to give an ATM and you'll leave after you don't. Yeah. You go to the you go ATM and then you leave. It's ATD. It's ass to door.
He bragged about withdrawing more than $1 million thanks to an ATM loophole.
Well, write a book about that. Share the loophole.
Frank Abagnale. Come on.
Your problem was to be greedy with the money. Share the ATM loophole with us.
That was 2014. Oof. They've probably closed that loophole by now.
Maybe.
Yeah, you
I would imagine.
You'd hope so. Perhaps not. Maybe they assumed, like everybody, oh, David's got it. Don't worry about it. Ah, Marcus will cover that up.
DVD's out. Fate of the Furious. I know you've been waiting for this one.
Yep.
It's action-packed, full of stars.
Can't wait. Is this the one where they have a sub come out of, like, the ice?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Charlize Theron's in it.
Totally believe.
They're looking for Vinny.
Jason Statham.
Whatever his name is. Toretta.
I don't care.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's gone bad.
Yeah.
He's gone rogue.
Gino Toretta.
And now I'm going to make traffic bad. Again.
Great. Thanks, Vin. I did like that traffic. It was great. That was great traffic today.
Jumped off a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Smurfs, The Lost Village, which I had the honor of seeing in the movies. Yeah. Movie theater.
Honor?
Me
really?
Too.
Honor?
Me too.
You yes. guys saw that together?
Yeah, we saw it together.
Yeah, we went together, Brady and I.
Do I ask? Were the kids there? Or? That's assumed. I
no.
just
want
to. Oh, no, you went along. Did you go so in blue long. Face? Did you blue yourselves?
We did.
Brady bought the popcorn I was in.
Oh, that's great. He had a coupon?
Yeah.
He spent time in my village.
I saw Brady. I went to the movies on Saturday, and I saw Brady, because I got that, the lady.
You saw a Brady?
I saw a Brady, someone oh. that I would describe as a Brady, and I'm like, look at that, there's a Brady right over there. They're everywhere. And he sat a couple rows up. Credits are rolling, I don't want to get into the mix. So when I bought my drink, lady's like, would you like to get a 0 cents difference for the commemorative cup? I'm like, yes, I will take your commemorative cup, just so you shut up and pour my drink. She puts it in the thing, and I put it in there. And I see the Brady, because I was watching him at the end of the movie. I'm keeping an eye on the Brady, on what's the Brady going to do.
Why are you watching?
Because it's fun to watch another Brady and see and look for similarities in the breed.
See the yeah. the behavior.
You see the breed similarities, and you're like, oh, my God, they all kind of move the same. So the and then it got really weird.
Were you girl by the neck?
Do you have a Brady blind?
He had his. He was 4 feet in front of the lady he was with.
Yeah, he was doing the fast one.
And he went right at the end instead of down the stairs. And I'm like, oh, what's this Brady doing? This is an atypical Brady maneuver. And he went down the aisle and took the commemorative cups people didn't want.
Nice.
As he's getting free refills. And I'm like, he's a Brady, all right.
He's a cheap bastard, too.
And he's smiling.
I'm pulling the scam of the century.
He's stealing the commemorative cups. I'm like, you're a Brady.
Boundary.
You guys have meetings, like good the work, Brady yeah. meetings?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Not going to let you know.
Remember the fraternal order of the yeah. Bogans.
It's like a very bunch of secret.
Old English sheepdogs. They all look exactly the same. They move the same.
Morning, Brady.
You touch them and there's some difference in their fur, but for the most part, it's the same.
I imagine they have like a mob mentality if they're doing scams like that. They're,
right.
they're like the Italian guys breaking the parking meters and yep. stuff.
Dude left like 4 commemorative cups.
I'm going to have free refills for a long time.
All right. That's the Brady meeting. The Eric meetings are they don't last long. No one gets along.
They're all drunk.
They're not arguing.
They're all yeah. drunk in 4 minutes.
All right. New music out. Japanese Breakfast. This is an indie band. Soft sounds from another planet. Mm. Japanese Breakfast.
Toledo, any recipes on Japanese Breakfast?
Oh, this one's called Roadhead, Brady, so this one's not for you.
This is Japindi.
And I listened to this earlier. I think I could get that done to this song. Be nice.
Oh, it's
this
a good
be in the background for you.
Yeah.
This is a good background song for roadies. From a geisha.
Yeah, if you're banging a geisha, work.
So, Kyoto, I understand you're into Jeff Indie music.
I feel like if I went into a massage parlor, this is what would be playing.
Yes,
the special massage
happy
parlor.
Ending.
See, I picture the old style like.
Like the old
clink, clink,
clink, clink,
clink,
clink.
Oh,
that's
just crazy.
Racist.
Right. I want my hand jobs done in the most bigoted possible way. I go in there. I don't want sushi music. I want Japanese hand job music. I want buck teeth, toothpicks, and big coolie hats.
What the hell?
Oh, hi, oh, very good, very good, very good, very good. Oh, spot, you are done.
This one's called Boyish.
I want it to be super Japanese.
I'm sippy.
Yeah. Oh, very good, very good. Mr. Homba.
You're right, you're right.
I want it to be really bigoted. I like my Japanese hand jobs done old-fashioned. Generations passed down, one after another. Grandma used to give great hand jobs back in the war. How was this Japanese
like boyish?
Indie? Why? They're English-speaking. How is it Japanese indie?
It's her second language.
Yeah, but then sing in then this is their English version of Japanese. This is English Japanese. It's English. It's not Jap indie. Yeah, this sounds very English, very American. No interest.
Well, this next band's from Canada. I wonder if they're Jewish too. Silverstein.
Yeah.
Dead Reflection. In the album. Or would it be Silverstein?
Shel Silverstein. This is where the sidewalk ends, the album. I wonder if it's Shel's grandkid or something. That sounds kind of typical.
Their band name is a reference to the famous children's author, Shel.
That's right.
Yeah. Mirror the, box is this one.
Speaking of Jews, my neighborhood had an issue there where somebody painted the word Jew and a swastika on someone's mailbox last week. And it's right by where I ride my bike up to Squaw Peak. And I'm like, that's just terrible. It's just a terrible thing. So they had a love-in at the mailbox. And that's not where you make love at their mailbox, which is what I would have thought. But a bunch of people from the neighborhood brought and painted on the mailbox nice things.
How big is the mailbox?
You know, it's a big, like, it's a big box. And then a mailbox is inside the partition. Yeah. It's like a big cement pillar.
So what constitutes as nice thing?
That's what I'm saying. Because it all looked like garbage to me when I rode by it. I'm like, I don't care that it says nice stuff. That's still graffiti. It looks like garbage.
Yeah, you're screwing up their mailbox.
We don't have that problem in my neighborhood.
Well, yeah, you do. You just
Jews are not.
You don't have any Jews in it. It's like Upper Arlington in the town decree. No blacks, no Jews. Yeah, we have a lot of them in my neighborhood, and they're the authentic types that walk around on Saturday because they're not allowed to press buttons.
You're near shul.
Well, I mean, we're old school. Like, they can't use electronics or press buttons, or everything has to be like man pushed. Crazy religion. But somebody wrote Jew on their mailbox, which is terrible. But what constitutes awful in a neighborhood? Jew in the swastika is pretty terrible. But you ride by now and you see all these flowers and happy and love painted all over a mailbox. Looks like some hippie exploded. Just paint
Doesn't
it brown.
That remind you of it more?
Yes. That's what I said when I rode my bike by. I'm like, well, this is, I didn't know where it was. I'm like, oh, that's the Jew house. That's the one I rode by. I knew it because it was like, oh, that's where they had all the... Now they've graffitied up that mailbox to the point where it's now you can't help but know.
Isn't it hot, too, when they're walking and they're wearing those soccer scarves?
Oh, those Jews are the toughest people on the planet because on Saturday it's 108 and they're all hoofing it down Glendale, like in a group in suits and giant hats and scarves and their hair's really long. It just looks awful. That religion, that right there is a deal breaker. And you got to wear the suit on Saturdays and you can't push buttons. I'm like, no, this is not for me. 2,000 years ago, this might have been a thing, but no way. I'm pushing, but I need the microwave. But they walk everywhere. You've seen them. You looked everywhere. It was crazy.
This next band, they were pretty big back in the 2000s. They were on some soundtracks, Pirates of the Caribbean, Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
We've played them here on KUPD. They're a kind of a grunge rock band, Christian band, Brady. So I know that makes you happy. 12 Stones, Picture Perfect is the album.
That's all right.
What's your theory? Track 3 is the one that's
track
the hit?
8 is usually
track
the one.
Track 8,
I go
okay.
With,
yeah. 8 is Lurleen.
Oh, Lurleen from The Simpsons? Lurleen. And that we can. So close your eyes and drift beyond the stars and light out. Yeah. That's whatever it is.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Lemonheads.
All right, let's go a different direction.
Yes.
Next band is Blood Clot. Oh,
yes.
Nice. Their album is called Up in Arms.
Right.
They have some like 50-second songs.
Also
there.
Christian, Brady.
Yeah, I don't think they're Christian.
Lots of red E's on these, though.
Oh, really?
Careful.
They're very
this
explicit.
It's called Manic.
All right, let's find out. It's in my head. Once again.
There were some guys that used to be in Danzig.
I was going
to
say, that's not what I expected.
All right, this one's called Up in Arms.
All right. Gamer is thrilled. Have we lost our minds? Maybe. All signs of the time. This is Antonio Brown's song. Business is booming.
Like hardcore punk stuff.
Yeah, I kind of dig this for some reason. Nice. Blood Clot.
Huh. It's an exclamation point.
don't know why they put them in the metal category. I don't know if there's a hardcore punk category or not.
Odd kind of sound that I sounded old and familiar, but I can't really place it.
It's good. Former members of the Cro-Mags and Danzig are in this band.
Eliminated Glenn.
It's a water issue.
Yeah. It happens. Loves that Perrier.
I think I'm going to pronounce this correctly. We'll see. This is an alternative band called Waxahachie.
Nailed it.
Out in the Storm. As a chick singer, John, so watch out.
I lived there for a couple of years.
In Waxahachie? I hated it. It seems like a place he would live. Are you tragic fiction? I always take. Sounds like every chick band from the 90s.
Man, this is flashback. This is new?
Yes, this is new, John.
This is 1993. Oh,
absolutely. If Lilith Fair was still going on,
oh, she'd
be
second behind McLaughlin. I think it would be Dennis DeYoung, them, and then Sarah McLaughlin would be the top three.
Their second offering is called Silver.
Silver and gold.
No. It's not Burl Ives. God, I'm going to put a pair of jean shorts and a
they stole
flannel top
93.
On. They found someone's writings from 1993 and just recorded it and claimed it.
You guys want some weird music from a dead guy?
Yes.
All right. I got one for you. Alan Vega.
Okay.
He died in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a lot of bands. One band, Suicide.
Did he die doing what he loved?
God,
I hope
DTM.
So.
His real name is Baruch Allen Bermowitz.
It's a very Jewish Tuesday.
I think so, yeah.
Just another Jewish
His
Tuesday.
Album is It. Alan Vega, It.
All right.
DTM is this one.
Down to
D to Mouth.
Masterman?
Mm-hmm.
Or D to Mouth.
Life is no joke.
It's weird.
And he's dead.
He's dead, yeah.
Oh.
Died at the age of 78 a couple years ago.
78.
It stays in the mess of pure evil.
Pure Mima. I've heard dishwashers with a better rhythm.
Save souls.
Do you know the band Suicide?
DTM.
It's been around for a long time.
Dead to me.
Dead to me.
Electronic band.
Which is ironic now that we know.
DTM!
He's dead to me.
Dead to me!
Well,
here's
sounded
his
healthy.
Album from 1983.
Holy cow. Let me tell you, I'd have killed myself too. I want to see you now. So
easy to be down. Video game music. It's so easy to
lose all the time. He fits right into the 80s.
I was going to say, Brady might be having a little Ohio University flashback right now.
This is my roommate.
This is kind of a cool thing. Takes a lot of hard work, a lot of looking at yourself. This is what you guys were doing. You were popping your pastel collars.
We missed Alan Vega.
Well, everybody did, Brady, but this would have fit right in had he gotten a break.
Hey, he was in music his whole life, so...
He made a living at it, evidently.
A little bit.
Or didn't, and turned 78 and said, I got no more money.
And I got all these tracks that I haven't released.
Wow. Alan Vega.
And finally, just for fun...
There's an interesting album cover.
Is that him?
It's a big penis.
That is. That is featuring him. This song is called Peaches.
That's his album?
Just a penis.
The penis album.
Literal penis. I mean, it's not even like a hidden or veiled penis.
Effie Briest and Alan Vega.
Oh, Johnny.
What in the world?
Johnny.
Yeah.
He's cruising the night, looking for love.
I'm going to drive around with this plane.
You're a serial killer.
Johnny, looking for love, cruising tonight. I'm in.
Let's
with
see
a big
what else
penis
is on
my
universe.
It looks like Alan's is just no tomorrow.
Yeah, play No Tomorrow. Okay, that's right. Alan Vega. I'm fascinated by this stuff because it's 40 years of work that no one's ever heard of.
Oh, there are fans.
He's prolific. I know, but
like apparently he was friends with Henry Rollins.
Well, yeah, but still
stuff like that.
You are lonely.
I love this guy.
Forest of words.
No idea why.
What year was this album?
So
this was 2010. Wow.
I think 71.
He would be as weird to hang out with as like Emo Phillips.
Yeah, kind of like that kind of night. He's like a friend who considers him a professional sled rider. Wow, that's a weird thing. You've been doing that for how long? 40 years. Man, you made it work. You're no good at anything and nobody cares about it, but you're making it work.
Wow.
I admire people that are not talented that make careers out of being not talented.
Do we have any album sales on that one?
Yeah. No. Right. In fact, we don't. The answer to that is no. It's not how much. It's no. Yeah, I like jumping rope. Dude, you're in a wheelchair. Nah, no, I made it 40 years of it. That's incredible. I'm more impressed with that than anybody who's got natural ability and gets it. Like Aaron Judge, he's a stud. He's going to be a star. It's not. But like a guy with no arms hitting home runs and like does it for 4 decades. Like there's something special there.
Yeah, Rick Ocasek teamed up with him in the late 80s to
he was unavoidable.
And released the third Suicide album.
You just kept running into him. There's Alan Vega. He's going to want to record something. Just do it. He won't leave you alone until you do it.
And finally, I'm just going to mention this. I thought it was funny that I came across it. Neil Young.
Yeah.
Hitchhiker. He has an unreleased solo acoustic album.
So it's not
called Hitchhiker. It's unreleased. So
what does that mean?
I don't know.
It just stays at home.
But we're releasing it.
He has a song named Hitchhiker, but it's off a different album. So
but you can't. Album is unreleased.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not an album.
Don't even look at it.
Yeah, it's just that doesn't exist for real. And here it is. It's Alan Vega still. What's going on?
Still trying to find this unreleased album. It's a.
Here's a bunch of songs just for me, just for me. Here's a bunch of songs I won't release.
Maybe that's it. He's just a real dick about it. Are you playing the Hitchhiker song?
No, this is a single from about a week ago.
From the unreleased album.
Right.
That's not it, though.
That's not it?
Well, you can't find it.
He just released this a week ago.
How do you expect him to find
it? I know, because it's unreleased. I'm just mentioning it.
Sending me down the rabbit hole.
I know. Don't look for it, because you're not going to find
it. Damn it.
Check it out on the internet at notthere.com.
He just goes door to door.
Yep, knocking on your door. You're going to hear it later today.
Have you seen
this? Want to hear my new record?
What? I did.
You looked for it.
All right, Neil, go ahead.
Here's a bunch of songs just for me.
So even if you like put it in a Zia Records or something, you're still releasing it. So I don't know why it's called an unreleased solo acoustic album.
Because it's not released. Hey, hey.
You have to go to his house to get it.
You can't find it. Can't find it.
Why are you doing this to us, Neil?
Now I want it.
There's a record in your chair. Go look. I bet it's there.
Yeah, maybe the people that were at the show.
If there's nothing, that one's mine.
Oh, damn it. He's got me again. I looked under the chair.
Oh, to live on unreleased mountain. Have you looked behind the cupboards for a record that's not there?
No. Wait a minute. What?
I bet Eddie Vedder's got a copy.
Yeah. Southern man with no record.
Have you guys heard Neil Young's unlistenable record yet? It's the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life, even though I've never heard it. It's like how Brady watches tennis. You close your eyes and imagine it's there.
I'm in your head now. Bluetooth it.
The only reason I know about it was on the list.
It's on the list of things you can't buy.
Yeah, it's Neil Young, Hitchhiker, unreleased solo.
My next record is a unicorn.
I don't get it.
I bet you're right.
Yeah, you just have no idea where it is. Nothing.
Not released. Not coming out today or ever. My latest single,
Look, Toledo, I'm not crazy. Look.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Zip it.
Of things you cannot buy.
All right. But
that is a deep philosophical album.
Is that the dark web you're on?
No. It's Metacritic.
So artistic. Doesn't exist.
Track 5.
What is that?
doesn't exist.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Keep on looking for my album.
Just a dick about it.
Keep on looking for an album.
Seems cool to own it. Like I'd be the only one. It's like golden tickets.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's really brilliant. That's how rich he is.
I made an album and people know about it. I'm not releasing it. Southern Record. It'll never come out. There it is. Or is it?
Neil, you've lost it. At least Alan Vega has the decency to release some product even after he's dead.
Yeah, we got a dead guy releasing albums and a live guy that's not going to release
Just keep on thumbing through the vinyl. It's in there. It's in there.
I don't know why you want to listen to him anyway. Awful.
I had some good stuff.
There's people in the street. Yeah. This record's not for you. Red, white, and blue.
Once he went too folksy, it got awful. But got as bad as Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Good luck owning that. What does not exist. It's crazy. He's crazy. Toledo's going to be making phone calls here in the next minute or two to give you guys a chance at whiplash. That's right. The bank is closed, and now he's going to draw one out and call you. So answer your phones, if in fact it hasn't already rung, with an unfamiliar number. It's probably Toledo trying to give you Metallica tickets and a shot at Whiplash, the Dodge Challenger, right outside that the cops have already taken an eyeball on. And, they're going to know who to pull over later. So get on that. There's your hot releases, including stuff that isn't released at all. It's very confusing. Very, very dark today. It's 98 KUPD.
Cue the legal.
Wherever you go, take morning sickness along for the ride. Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.